Right, well, good afternoon to one and all, folks, and you're at the Danny Kyle Open Stage. And I've got a lovely lady that we couldn't get all the way over from the Emerald Isle last minute last year, so we've got her on this year, and it's Bridget O'Neill. Good afternoon to you, Bridget.
Good afternoon. It's lovely to talk to you.
It's great to see your good self as well. You folks can't see it because you're just in the radio, but I've got video, so... So... you've been in the music business, I hate to call it a business, but you've been a musician for a good few years now.
I have indeed, yeah. Started in my teens, I suppose, really, you know, quite a while ago, singing as a resident singer for the original Sunflower Folk Club in Belfast, which
gorgeous.
Was a iconic venue there.
Yeah.
And so I go way back to those days when I would be singing Mary Black and Maura O'Connell and Nancy Griffith covers. So yeah, I've been around the circuit a while, and then I did a lot of touring with different bands and in the States and in Germany. And that was all in the days before I wrote my own music, really.
Yeah. So you've come into your own and you're writing your own music just now?
Oh, yes, yes. I've been writing my own music now for about 10 years, so... I'm delighted to see the response it's been getting, really.
Oh, that's good. Well, we're going to hear three tunes from you today. What's the first song you'd like to give us?
The first song is a sort of quite soul-y, jazzy tune, really, called Iron in Your Fire. And it has quite a bit of attitude in it, I think, and a lovely blend of music. And it was good fun recording it. I wrote it... with my good friend and producer at the time, Gareth Dunlop, who's a very acclaimed singer-songwriter from these parts. And we wrote it together when we were out in Nashville together, and very much enjoyed recording it with pretty much in a live scenario for my last album, which was Touchstone. And it was also long-listed for 2020's Glastonbury Festival Emerging Talent Competition. So that was a lovely surprise.
That is gorgeous. Quite a festival, that one. Hopefully back on this year. But we'll leave that just now. What would be your second song that you would like to share with us?
The second song is my latest single, which is the first release from the new album I'm making, and hope to release all things going according to plan, despite the current issues. And it's called Leaving. And I released it in response, really, to the terrible plight I became aware of so many who were trapped in their homes during lockdown in a situation of domestic violence. And I just wanted to do something to put into words and music the really how it churned up the feelings in myself when I read about these situations, and I just couldn't get them out of my head. And this was a song that I'd written a while ago, and I really felt it would be a good opportunity to give voice to it. And I teamed up with Women's Aid Northern Ireland to donate any proceeds from the single release to them. So it's called Leaving, and it was produced by Neilson Hubbard in Nashville again, and we were able to do it remotely, believe it or not, at the end of last year. So that's the first single, and it's been getting some lovely airplay, including on the Ian Anderson show over in your neck of the woods. So.
Oh, beautiful. Well, we'll play Leaving, your second song. And if I may, what is the third song you would like us to play for you?
The third song, I thought I would leave you with something nice and optimistic, especially in these days of long nights. And it's called Turn and Face the Sun. And I wrote it again. I wrote it in Nashville, very much with a lot of thoughts of Ireland in my head at the time. And it's a really nice, upbeat, positive song with a lot of good vibes and good feeling, hopefully, about it, and it's both lyrically and musically. So it's a nice song to tap your foot to and listen to the words and take some sustenance in these days, hopefully.
Oh, gorgeous. Well, that is your third song, and what I want to do is thank you so much for sharing your music with us and
thank
for being part of the Danny Kyle Open Stage at Celtic Connections 2021. 21st birthday for Danny Kyle Open Stage. So we're delighted that we were able to get you over in whatever manner it was this year. So we'll wish you safe onward journeys. Take care, and please keep the wonderful music going.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. sunset. I knew it from the very first look. I can read you like a book in bed. It's in the corners of your smile. Oh, you play the game and you play it with style. You're the sweetest mistake. Time. handsome young man by her side. In her head, images flicker, scenes of harm play out in her mind. Past those frames of growing children, now's her time to leave all that behind. Then she used to stop out.
Ever since we learned to turn.